Maishas Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah has two separate parts with two separate topics. We'll deal with each one separately. The first one we talk about here is talking about finding fruit on the road. Now the question is going to be, may one keep the fruit? And, which is really a Bapa Matzia question, and then, if he does keep it, if he's allowed to keep it, must he tithe it before eating it, or could he eat it Mechilas Arai on the road there? So, whether or not he can keep it under normal circumstances depends upon if the owner can be safely assumed to have given up hope of getting it back, called Yeush. And in general, the idea is if it's reasonable to assume he'll get it back, like for example, he could bring a raya, like a simon, like a sign that shows that it's for sure his, then he would expect to get it back because he can prove it's his. He'll get it back and therefore he wouldn't be Mayesh, he wouldn't give up hope of getting it back, and therefore it's not yet Hefker, it still remains the property of the original owner, and therefore the one who finds it cannot keep it. On the other hand, if there is Yeush, meaning if it can be safely presumed that the original owner has been Miyaesh, he gave up hope of finding, of getting his lost object back, so then it immediately becomes Hefker, ownerless, and therefore the one who finds it is allowed to keep it. And then the question just is, if when he eats it, must it be tithed? So, more details here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matzah ketzios bederach. If a person found in the road some figs that were put out to dry, or there have been picked figs that were cut, so a field betzad sadek tzios, even if it's been found right beside a field that's private property, where there are figs out there drying. But these particular figs that were figs found in the road. V'chein te'ena, same goes if you talk about a te'ena, a regular fig, a fresh fig. Shehi nota al haderech, that you have the fig tree leaning over, draping over the street, the road. And then some figs are directly beneath that tree. U'matza tachtea te'enem, the person walking on the road finds some trees, some figs that had fallen from the tree, said that badly, found some figs directly beneath the tree. So in both those cases, mutaras, mishum gezel, the finder is allowed to keep those figs, even though it's obviously very likely that the katsia that he found came from the field, the next adjutting field that was where other similar figs are drying. And of course, it's also very likely that the fig that he found in the road, that's a fresh fig, came from directly above the tree that had fresh figs. However, in both those cases, since the bartender explains, it's not for sure the case. In other words, since figs are kind of soft and squishy, and they kind of lose their shape, you can't necessarily see where this fig came from, if it for sure came from this tree or otherwise. And that being the case, it's presumed that the one who owns a fig tree or the katsios field will just be miyesh. He will give up hope of getting his fig back. So then it becomes hefker, ownerless, and that being the case, it's mutter, it's permitted for the finder to keep it, as far as the halachas of gezel, of thievery is concerned. Normally the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda would apply, but here not, because of that. Oh, the truth is actually, technically, Hashavas Aveda probably does apply here, but since, because it can be safely assumed that the katsia belongs to the katsia field, and the te'ena, the fig, belongs to the fig tree directly above, which is private property. But since a person will rationalize, the finder will rationalize and say there's no necessary proof that this fig belongs to that owner, he'll end up keeping it. And that being the case, we can assume there was Yeush, and that being the case, we can assume that it's Hefker and ownerless. And that being the case, Uputuris Menomaisris, the one who finds the fig or the katsia can eat it on the road without tithing it first, because since it's Hefker, it's exempt from tithes. And I should point out importantly that if food is hefker, it's exempt from tithes only if it became hefker prior to the Gemar Malacha, prior to the completing of the processing of this particular fruit. If the Gemar Malacha happened, and then even if someone explicitly announces that his produce is ownerless, is hefker, still the people who find it have to tithe it because it's already reached the stage of tithing requirements, Gemar Malacha. But when it comes to fresh figs falling from trees, they certainly do not reach Gemar Malacha because they fell without being collected. And same goes for the katsios. They're out drying since they're not fully dried. Clearly, it didn't reach Gemar Malacha. In all those cases, therefore, one who finds it can keep it because assumptions of Yeush, and therefore Hefker, and therefore he'll be exempt from taking Maestros because it's Hefker. On the other hand, Uvazesum Uvacharuvim, if what he found in the road was directly beneath a Zayas, an olive tree, or a Charuv, a carob tree, so then he is required to return fruit, the Zayas, the olive, or the Charuv, the carob. And that being the case, he's actually Chayv, he's required to return the olives or the carobs to the original owner. The Bartanura says the difference is that when it comes to olives or carobs, they're quite hard, firm fruits. And that being the case, when they fall from the tree, they don't get disfigured, unlike a fresh fig. And that being the case, it's perfectly clear you can identify that the olives match the other olives in the tree, or the carobs match the other carobs in the tree. And that being the case, it's like a simon, and therefore one must return it to the owner. The owner would not be meayesh, he would not give up hope of getting it back. Therefore, certainly one can't steal it and eat it without tithing it, because it's actually not his. He's chayiv, he's required to return it, because of the halachas of gezel, of thievery. On the other hand, if matzah grogros, if a person finds dried figs on the road, then for sure they didn't fall from a tree, because they've been dried. So now he can keep them, because they're dried figs without any simon, any symbol or mark that can identify them affirmatively. And that being the case, he can keep them and eat them. The question is, must he first tithe them before he eats these dried figs on the road? Now that will depend on whether or not the dried figs have reached Gmar Malacha. If you recall back to the last mission of the first perek, we said when it comes to grogros, it's mish yidashu, when they have been yadushu, they've been pressed, like squished together into a single container. So if they're dry but not yet pushed into the container, pressed in the container, they haven't reached Gmar Malacha. Now you find a fig on the road, who knows if this came from a container that had been pressed already, or if it's prior to being put in a container for pressing. No one knows. Therefore, the Mishnah will say we go after the majority, meaning, as the Mishnah says here, im darsu rov b'nei adam, if most people have already pressed their dried figs into the containers, so then chayev, he, the finder, is obligated to tithe this dried fig prior to eating it. Note again, the chayev in the previous sentence meant chayev to return it. This chayev means chayev, he can keep it, but he is required to tithe it. V'im lav, and if not, meaning if most people have not yet pressed their dried figs into the containers, then it can be assumed that this dried fig came from the majority of Gmar Malacha, finally pressed dried figs. And that being the case, patur, it's exempt from the requirement to tithe, taking maestros, before eating it awry, because we assume it goes after the majority, and the majority hadn't reached Gmar Malacha, and therefore he found the part of Gmar Malacha, therefore it's hefker and exempt. It's hefker then, I've reached Gmar Malacha, and it's exempt from tithing. Matzah pilche devela, if he found pieces of a devela. Devela is a fig cake. If you recall again, we said back in the sixth mission of the first parak, I believe, maybe it was actually the eighth mission of the first parak, that when is the last stage of, if you press figs into a cake, what they would do is, that was the last step. It's like finished and done as it's pushed into like a cake, which is sort of eaten. You break off a piece of the cake and eat it as you go, this dried fig cake. You recall like they sort of like lacquered it with juice to make it shiny, etc. The point is, if you find pilchei devela, pieces of fig cake, for sure it had Gmar Malacha, because the fig cake is Gmar Malacha. Therefore, you know for certain it had reached Gmar Malacha, so even though now you can keep it, because there was Yeush, it's lost without a simon, still, before you eat it, you must tithe it, because it passed through Gmar Malacha stage, and therefore it says simply, matzah pilchei devela chayev, you must tithe it, sheyadua, because it's known, shehein medivar gamor, that this pilchei devela, these pieces of fig cake, are coming from fruit that reached Gmar Malacha, because all fig cakes have reached Gmar Malacha. Now, period. That's the end of that first topic in the Mishnah. We're now going to essentially a totally new topic. Truth is, we're actually circling back to the topic we had in the first Mishnah of this parak. You recall in the first Mishnah of this parak, we talked about bringing figs for drawing through one's chatzer, and the basic thrust of that Mishnah was, since they're not haven't reached Gmar Malacha because you're planning on drying these figs, everyone can help themselves and eat them even in the chatzer without tithing them. Everyone except for the owner himself. The owner himself can't eat those figs because it looks like to an onlooker, he's eating his figs as tevel without tithing them. And it's hard to say he's intending to dry them and not eat them when he's eating them. So that's no good. Now we continue on that topic, and we revert back to that topic from the first Mishnah, and we talk about cheruvin. Cheruvin are carobs. So carobs were dried also, like figs, but while they're in the drying process, it was not unusual to feed those carobs to one's animals. The question, therefore, is, may one take the figs off of the drying roof back to the chatzer and feed animals in the chatzer, the owner himself, feed his own animals from the chatzer? And the Mishnah says, yes, he can. V'charuven, as for the carobs, ad shlo kansan, as long as he hasn't made them into a pile. Because if you recall, in the first perek, this was the sixth Mishnah, of the first perek, we said that the Gemar Malacha, when it came to carobs, was when you dried them and piled them up. So if he hadn't yet piled them up, l'rosh agag, onto the roof onto the top of the roof of the building, so then you haven't reached Gemar Malacha, these carobs are still drying. Since you haven't reached Gemar Malacha, he could take them down to the chatzer, morid mehem, he can take some of those drying carobs, lebehema, and he can feed them to his animals, even in the chatzer, and patur, he is exempt, meaning he need not tithe these carobs for feeding to his animals, because anyone can eat from these except for him. His animals included could, but he himself cannot. And why? Because it has reached Gemar Malacha, and you don't have to look at this as like a sort of mini harvest, if you will, because Mepnei Shehu Machazir Esa Mosar. Because any carobs that his animals don't eat, if he has extra carobs, he brought some more than he needed, he'll simply Machazir Esa Mosar, he'll bring those leftover carobs back up to the roof for drying. Which shows that these carobs are not a separate harvest or a separate mini harvest, if you will, from the ones that are drying on the roof. It's one big harvest. He's just feeding a few of them awry to his animals, and therefore everything's okay, meaning the animals could eat, even in the chatzer, from these half-dried carobs without any tithing, and whatever's left over he can bring back on the roof to continue to dry. And by the way, just like in the first Mishnah, if he's standing on the roof, he himself also could eat from these carobs, just not in his chatzer, because it's clear that on the roof he's drying these carobs, and therefore it's a chilas arai from food that has not yet reached Gemar Malacha.